With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. For novelist Thomas Sanchez, Key West, Florida is not only the end of the road, it is in many ways the beginning of the American dream. Sanchez landed in Key West for the first time in 1981 and watched three major developments: the launch of the first space shuttle, the deluge of humanity from Haiti.
The third thing that I really encountered there in 1981 was this shift from marijuana to cocaine.
In Key West, Sanchez discovered that California wasn't the only place where things were happening.
Oh, I had come from California, and I still had, as a Californian, that ethnocentric take on America, which is that the future is the Pacific Rim.
Thomas Sanchez is the author of Mile Zero, a dark, steamy novel with many historical layers, which captures Key West's dense tropical atmosphere.
Key West at one point was the richest city in America, richer than New York. It went from that and the Depression to being the poorest. As a matter of fact, they wanted to just close the whole city down because it was so destitute.
Key West has gone from pirates to rum runners to drug traffickers.
I was trying to come to terms with a history that was at once fascinating, American, but was forming whatever the new America would be in a particular way. I think that you could divine a future America if you really looked closely at the history of Key West.
Mile Zero is populated by many colorful characters, among them a tough Cuban-American cop, a burned-out 60s radical, a shadowy Vietnam veteran-turned-drug runner, all caught up in a series of voodoo-inspired murders. Mile Zero by Thomas Sanchez is now out as a Vintage Contemporaries paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Disaffected radical Thomas Sanchez fled his native California in 1969 to live in Spain.
I told my students, I taught very briefly at San Francisco State, if America was a burning house and you could save one thing from that house, what would you run out with? And my own answer became my novel, Rabbit Boss, which was really a novel that was trying to come to terms with not why we were in Vietnam, but how we came to be in Vietnam.
After living at the poverty level for years, Sanchez brought out Rabbit Boss, the story of four generations of California Indians, to rave reviews in 1974. With money from the film rights, Sanchez bought a glamorous home in California. Alas, as he started work on a new novel, Mile Zero, Sanchez got deeply into debt and could not hold on to his home.
As it went up in value, I was taking money out of it in the form of mortgages to support myself as a writer. Eventually, I lost the house, but while I was writing Mile Zero, because there was no way that I could ever buy the house back or pay off those debts.
Mile Zero, a novel of tropical intrigue set in Key West, where Sanchez now lives, was critically hailed when it hit the bookstores 1 year ago. But Sanchez, with no medical insurance or pension, continues to write without a safety net.
I spent many years living on $2,000 or less for a year, and that was for a family of three. So there's never been any real certainty, but there has indeed been a belief that it was a worthwhile pursuit.
Thomas Sanchez's extraordinary novel, Mile Zero, is now a Vintage Contemporaries paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.